Welcome. Today is Tuesday, October 10th, 2023, and this is the City of South Jordan City Council's special meeting. This is an off-conference night, not a regular council meeting night for us, but we've got so much we're trying to get accomplished by the end of this year that necessitates some additional time. We have all of our members of the council here with us, and we've got our city manager, our assistant city manager, and our city attorney and city recorder. Thank you all for being here with us. Our invocation this evening will be offered by Councilmember Tammy Zander.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the opportunity to gather peacefully here at City Hall. We're grateful to be members of this city and this great state. We're grateful to live in this land. We're grateful for thy blessing over us and for the freedoms we enjoy. We ask for thy blessing and peace. And wisdom as we discuss matters this evening. Again, we thank thee for all that we have and recognize thy hand in all things. Pray again for the first responders and those who are working so hard to keep our city running. Pray for our staff, pray for our spouses and families. We thank thee for the privilege of serving and recognize what a blessing it is to have the health and strength to serve thee and to serve the city. We say these things and ask a blessing upon this food. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I'm sorry, I need help.
I am going to ask for a motion to recess the City Council special meeting and move us into executive closed session for the discussion of the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property, followed by a discussion of pending or reasonably imminent litigation. Can I get a motion?
We don't need litigation. Well, I can give you an update.
We need it if we have time.
It says that's what we're discussing.
Yeah. Okay. Can I get a motion?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. We're going to move into our executive closed session.
Now, because it's...
Just real quick, please. We had a presentation on the Arts Master Plan last week. And so if we do want to pass it in next week's council meeting, we'll adopt it. Any comments from you all will need to be received this week and as soon as possible. There was a request to get that document sent out. That was sent out last Tuesday night through city email. So,
and it was in my notes too on Friday.
Yeah, correct. So I talked to Janelle this morning, Janelle Payne, our recreation director. She said so far she had, I think she had talked to you.
We've talked a little bit.
Yes.
I haven't given her my final.
So any, if we want to keep on schedule to adopt that this Tuesday, if you can get her your comments.
Does it have to be done by Tuesday?
It just depends on how long you want to do. If you want to get the final in the packet, so we can do it on the 17th. If you need.
Are we up against a requirement on that deadline?
No.
To pass it,
to adopt it,
just the contract.
That's what I was going to say. Are we running these guys with a contractor? I thought.
My only concerns really come down to I want to better understand and dig a little deeper into some of how it relates with our pieces and our projects in Gateway and some of the way it's worded. Some of the way it's worded, I'm like, I don't know. I just need some better explanation to make sure that the city, I understand that. What's the difference between HOA projects and
the insurance world?
No, South Jordan projects. That was related to me in the presentation. And I want to dig into it and better understand it.
Yeah. I don't think there was any type of collaboration. They're just trying to illustrate the uniqueness that on the west side of South Jordan we have a private entity that provides art, public art, and that the city has mostly been funding public art on the east side, and then wanted to basically eliminate the references to downtown Daybreak and just have them use Urban Center or South Jordan Urban Center or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's the issue about the Performing Arts Center.
Yeah.
So I mean, you had issue.
I'm not ready to say yeah, but it's perfect to me because I still have a few of those questions. I didn't feel like we even had a chance to ask that night.
No, right. We were short on time.
But
we have to see the
package.
Mayor, I'm a play lawyer. Either take a motion to amend to add a discussion about Arts Council, or?
That's what we're coordinating.
Well.
Or just tell us you want to.
We didn't put coordination.
Yeah, we did. Mayor and council coordination.
Yes, it is.
Oh, so, okay.
So we're well within our legal rights.
I think.
Shut it down, Mayor. I'm just saying, I know it's on the agenda.
Coordination.
This on the calendar.
Wow, I'm a journalist. The mayor shut down the city attorney.
This is more like ideas throwing back.
I'm just teasing.
Well, the coordination is we need to have this in a day. I'm not ready in a day, and I don't know that.
Just tell us you want to bump it.
Yeah, we'll just do it next week.
Yeah, that's the direction we're looking for. If we feel that we're not ready to have that, to pass the, to bring it to council on 17th.
So then push it to the first meeting in November?
November 7th is the next meeting.
So it's December 5th.
But
we need to bump it, too.
And if it's just get all your stuff in by November 7th, you've had the big discussion or presentation.
Yeah.
Well, we would need it before November 7th, so we could update the document.
Well, yeah, you get it all into it, but I'm saying on the 7th, it doesn't need to be an hour long.
I have such good work emails till 1:30 this morning. I'm happy to stay up all night doing this again. I'm not actually. I'm annoyed to sit about it. But let's just press forward. I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All second.
Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.